Howdy, everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Folks, Lum and Abner have received so many requests for those flashlights that I'll bet a lot of you are using Horlicks for the first time. Well, if that's the case, you'll be surprised to learn of the great number of uses this delicious, nourishing food drink really has. In the first place, for weight control. Try drinking a glass of Horlicks, either hot or cold, for your noonday luncheon. See how refreshing, how sustaining, how easy to digest Horlicks is. It will keep you alert. You won't have that drowsy feeling that is often caused by a heavy, hard-to-digest meal. Horlicks is a wonderful drink for the youngsters, too. Its precious vitamins and minerals help children build sturdy, healthy bodies, sound bones and teeth. I'll have a lot to tell you about other uses of Horlicks this week. Listen carefully. And now, about that offer Lum and Abner are making. You know, folks, they've received so many requests that the flashlight factory is swamped. Yeah, but everyone who sent in a wrapper and 10 cents will receive his flashlight as soon as they can be made. Now, if you haven't already sent for your flashlight, you'll want to do so at once. I'll tell you all about it after we hear Lum and Abner. Right? And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Lum and Abner have received enough orders for flashlights now to enable them to start restocking the Jot 'em Down store. 2 big truckloads of merchandise has been delivered today, and the old fellows have been busy arranging it on the shelves. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Abner out on the front porch of the Jot 'em Down store, talking to Dick Huddleston. The race for president of the new store seems to be causing some dissension between Lum and Abner. Listen.
Oh, he's doing anything he can to get folks to vote for him. Like that stunt he pulled on me Saturday. If that ain't cheating, I don't know what you'd call it. I'd give Cedric $1.50 to carry that sign for me saying, vote for Peabody for president, and then Lum come along and give Cedric $1.50 to let him paint some more reading on the sign.
Yeah, I saw Cedric carrying the sign around all day Saturday. I thought he was carrying it for Lum. It had on there, vote for Abner Peabody for president of the United States, and vote for Lum Edwards for president of the Jot 'em Down store.
Yeah, that's what Lum added on there. Cedric done carried it all day before I knowed anything about it.
Well, trouble is, Abner, you just haven't had enough experience in running for office. Lum's an old-timer just campaigning. He's been running for some kind of an office ever since I've known him. He's always mixed up in politics somewhere or other.
Well, he's 900 and some odd votes ahead of me now and gaining every day, it looks like.
Yeah, what you need is a good campaign manager, Abner.
Yeah, what I need...
I say what you need is a good campaign manager. Somebody's had some experience in politics and get out here and get you some votes.
You think that's what I ought to have, huh?
Well, that's what you're going to have if you beat Lum.
I don't I believe that's a good idea, Dick.
Of course, I shouldn't be telling you this. I don't want to take any sides in it. Don't make no difference to me which one of you fellows is president. I just thought I'd give you a little hint that way.
Yeah, sure.
Is Lum in the store there now?
Yeah, he was just now. I reckon he still is. We got in a batch of merchandise this morning, new stock for our store.
Yeah, I heard that you did. That's the reason I come over. I wanted to see what kind of a stock you're putting in.
Yeah, well, I took out a while ago. You'd think that Lum was already president the way he tries to boss everybody around.
Well, I believe I'll go and lope with him while I'm.
Yeah, go ahead. I've got a little business to tend to. You give me a good idea a while ago. I'll see you after a while, Dave.
All right, Abner. Well, it's beginning to look like a store in here again.
Huh? Uh-oh. Well, honey, Dave. Come in. It's so busy here. Never seen you come up.
Yeah. Well, I seen them trucks from the wholesale house go by my place this morning. I just allowed you fellas getting in your new stock.
Yeah. Well, we ain't got all of it yet, but we're just buying a little of it along as we can.
Yeah.
The way folks are sending in for these flashlights, it won't be long till we can have the whole store stocked.
What's the matter? Can't you get Abner to help you there?
That's what I'm doing now, is trying to straighten out what he's already did. I run him out of here a while ago. Everything he does, I have to do it over again, it looks like. I left it up to him to stack this canned goods in the shelf, and I just wish you'd look the way he does it.
Well, for goodness sake.
Just look at that shelf there, for instance. Yeah. Instead of stacking stuff to itself like it ought to be, he's got, there's pork and beans and apricots and axle grease. There's a can of tomatoes and bacon powders, all stacked right in together, and most of that's upside down.
Yeah, I just noticed.
Somebody come in and call for something, it'd take you an hour and a half to find it. if you could find it at all.
Well, it looks like it'd be just as easy for him to put it in there right while he's doing it.
Why, sure. He just takes and opens a case or something, starts down the row of shelving, and just sets a can of it anywhere he can find a place to put it.
That's what it looks like.
It's laziness is all. Says he's saving himself a lot of bother.
I don't see how he figured he's saving work that way.
Well, he says by scattering the stock all around over the store this way, he's got a little of everything we've got right there handy, no matter where he's at when he's waiting on a customer. That way, if somebody comes in and calls for a can of hominy or something, instead of having to walk a few steps for it, there'll be a can of it right there behind him. That is, if he can find it.
Well, bound for Abner to try to figure out some easier way to do it.
He's the beatenest feller I ever seen in my life for trying to study up shortcuts for getting out of work.
Yeah.
He'll sit and study for half a day trying to figure out an easy way for doing something that wouldn't have took him 5 minutes in the first place if he just got up and done it.
Well, you know, they tell it on him, Lum, that he buys his shoes about 3 sizes too big so he won't have to unlace them to get them on and off.
Yeah, well, he does, too. About the craziest thing he ever done is when he worked out that device for drawing water he put on his well over there. Took him about 2 months to build the thing out of parts off of cultivators and old... hay baler and one thing and another.
Yeah, I've seen that over there.
And you could draw a bucket of water and have it half drunk up before you could get that contraption started working. Takes him and his woman and Pearl all three to work the thing. And still he insists on using it. Thinks it's just wonderful. Shows it to everybody that comes on the place.
Oh, yeah. He's always bragging about the modern improvements he's got over there.
Improvement. He made a self-feeder for his stock over there a few years ago. I never will forget. Killed off 3 milk cows and a good horse by letting them founder themselves before his woman set her foot down and made him take it out of his barn.
Well, that's the one that he got the patent on, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, he tried to. Writ the giver men 3 or 4 times, drawing some pictures of it and sent them, but they finally wrote back and said they couldn't make heads or tails of what he was driving at. Yeah, but they're still trying to figure out where it was, an aeroplane or a steam shovel or what it was. He's right.
Yeah, I'd like to have seen them drawings that he sent in.
And a feller like him wanting to be president of the store here. If he was to get elected, he'd spend half his time trying to study up some way so those folks would have to wait on themselves.
Yeah,
more likely.
Yeah. I'd like to see this store about a month after Abner had a chance to try out a few of his inventions down here.
Yeah, you know, turn him loose, no telling what all he would have rigged up down here. Be about like the time he bought that new automobile and rigged up that device to keep everybody from stealing it.
No, I don't believe I heard about that.
Don't you know, he was feared somebody might try to steal his car out of the barn at night, so he fixed a big shelf up over it and put a bunch of tin cans and a bucket and a wash tub and one thing or another, put them up on the shelf, so when they started to back the car out, they'd sort of trip the shelf, and then all them tin cans and things would fall down and scare them off.
For goodness sake.
He called it his double-action burglar alarm.
Double action?
Yeah, you see, in case that noise wouldn't scare them off, he put a board full of nails behind each tire so it'd puncture them all when they tried to back the car. The first night he tried it out, he went out there the next morning in a big hurry and forgot about the burglar alarm himself, and about the time he started up, them tin cans started showering down on him and scared him so bad, he just throwed her in reverse and come flying out of there and ruined all 4 of his cars. Yeah, ruined 3 sets of casings the same way before he had sense enough to quit using it.
Oh, man, that's pretty good.
Let him be president down here, he'd about have a burglar alarm rigged up in the store here that'd catch all the customers.
He was telling me a while ago, Lum, that you had a big lead on him now in your contest.
Yeah. I think I've got that office and gone now. What's worrying me now is getting these folks' flashlights done.
What's the matter?
Why, we can't get the things fast enough.
Well,
we've got the factory working day and night now, but, all me, we're still behind. I'm just feared some of the folks are going to be getting impatient.
Why, yeah, I just suppose you mail them out just as fast as the letters come in for them.
Well, that's what we aim to do, but the letters have been coming in faster than they can make the flashlights even.
Yeah.
I never knowed we had so many friends out on the party line.
Well, you won't have long, Lum, if you don't get those flashlights out to them.
Oh, well, they'll all get them. Every last one of them that's sent in a ropper will get one. I'll see to that personally. It's just going to take longer than we figured.
Yeah. Well, I believe, Lum, I'd make some kind of announcement on the party line. Let them know the reason for the delay if I was you.
Yeah, I expect that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, I believe it would.
I'll call them up after a little and explain to them that it ain't no fault of ours.
Sure, I think they'll all understand, just so they don't think, you know, that you've forgotten about it.
Yeah, I hate it to work away, especially after they're so nice to ride in this way.
Yeah, sure, I know you do.
Well, if everybody else is as well pleased with theirs when they get it as I am mine, why, it'll be worth waiting for.
Well, right. Here comes Abner back. I thought he's mad. He got mad a while ago and stomped out of here because I jumped on him about the way he was stacking that stuff in the shelves.
Yeah, I saw him out there. That's come in a while ago. Now, you fellas ought to be wrangling this way, though, Lon. I'm afraid this contest you're having, letting the public vote on which one of you is going to be president of your store when you get it opened up, is going to cause you fellas to have a falling out.
Oh, no, no, no. It'll all blow over, getting elections over, and Abner sees that I ain't the only one that thinks I ought to be president.
Hey, Lon, I'm going to take the rest of the afternoon off. I've got to go into the county seat and have some pictures made.
Have some pictures made?
Yeah.
Well, for goodness sake. I never would have thought you'd want to have a picture made of that face of yours. Looks to me like you'd be proud to forget what you look like.
Well, my campaign manager said that he needs some pictures of me for publicity.
Your campaign manager?
Yes, sir. I've got a man that guarantees to get me elected. I know that this contest is going to be a heap different story from here out, Lon. He's a go-getter.
Who you got managing your campaign?
Well, I just a while ago made a deal with Squire Skimp. He's going to take charge from here out. I know that Squire Skimp knows more tricks about getting votes than any two fellas this whole
Well, knowing Squire Skimp as we do, we can expect a whirlwind finish in this campaign for president. And now, if you haven't already sent in for one of these fine little fountain pen-sized flashlights that everyone's getting from Lum and Abner, here's how you can get yours. All you have to do is send in the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Remember the outside wrapper. Don't send in the labels from the bottle. And be sure it's a wrapper from a bottle of Horlick's malted milk powder. Horlick's tablets wrappers are not eligible, I mean. Write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and then mail it, enclosing 10 cents to cover packing and mailing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. I'll repeat that address, Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. Now don't delay. Send in your request right away. Also, be sure to cast your vote for president of the Jot'em Down store. To do that, you know, you just have to write your choice, either Lum or Abner, alongside your name and address on the wrapper. And remember, Lum and Abner want every single one of their friends to have one of these flashlights. This offer will be withdrawn soon, so act at once, tonight. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horley, who bid you all good night and good health.